Hey guys, what's up? Lyle the Bomb is back on yet another episode. So, here today we are going to be talking about the NHL hockey free agency signing stuff. So, a lot of free agency has been going on, such as the return of Patrick Sharp, Jaromir Jagr, still a free agent, nobody has picked him up surprisingly, and a lot of other stuff. Let's get started. So first, the Philadelphia Flyers goalie, Steve Mason, just got signed away to the Jets, so the Flyers picked up Calgary Flames, Ryan Elliott. The Flyers also gave away people such as Michael Delzato over to the Canucks. So that's what's going on so far for the Flyers. And of course, anybody can pick up Jaromir Jagr, who was a former Flyer for a bit, so cool. Next up, the Canadiens, Mason Beaulieu is out and away to, I'm pretty sure, the Oilers. I probably am wrong right now, but yeah, the Oilers, I think. No, probably not, but Mason Beaulieu. Great defenseman. Not very good, but he's like, used to be a rookie for a bit. Let's move on. The Blackhawks got Patrick Sharp back, who was Stanley Cup winner with them, and a great left winger. So he came back from the Dallas Stars back to where he was. So that's pretty good for Patrick Sharp. Also, Breadman and Artemi Panarin is bye-bye. Artemi Panarin, Breadman, great rookie. Almost won the Calder. I think he actually did, yeah. He won the Calder Trophy, but he's gone now from the Blackhawks. Nick Hjalmarsson, I think, is now on the Vegas Golden Knights, the expansion team. He's out. Next up, we're looking at the Minnesota Wild. Get back Jason Pominville, who spent a couple of years in Buffalo, but then, actually, he just came back from the Wild. Spent a couple of years with the Wild, but before, his whole career was with the Sabres. Now he's coming back to the Sabres. Also, they traded away. I'm just trying to think of, I know it's a defenseman the Wild traded away. It might have been Scandella. Alright, that's just what I'm thinking right now is Scandella. So next up we are going on to the Sabres, who they're the one that got Jason Pominville, so he should be very happy right now, back to his place where he played for most of his life, NHL career, not life, NHL career. He's back there. David Legwand retiring. I think he's actually already retired anyway. We've had David Legwand. Also, their goalie situation. I don't know what's going on, but they get Chad Johnson back. But their goalie situation really fix it up, guys. Excuse me. Okay, so moving on. I'm trying to think now. Really, I can't. Arizona Coyotes. Let's go with them. Alex Tongi, retired. Shane Doan. I don't know. He's in the market right now. He's a longtime captain. I think he's either retiring or somebody's picking up for, like 1 year. Not much life left in him. I'm trying to think. Connor Murphy's gone. Their defenseman. Connor Murphy's gone from the Arizona Coyotes. So, alright, let's move on. The Vancouver Canucks. Alright, so they get Michael Delzato from the Philadelphia Flyers. Delzato, in his rookie season, was ace runner-up for the best rookie Calder Trophy. So that was pretty good. So, I actually just went to Vancouver. Hey guys, what's up? Lyle the Bomb right here. We are back to the NHL Free Agency Part 2. Sorry about that unnecessary ending last time. I probably just forgot to keep holding down the button that I had to record. So, I think right now we're on the San Jose Sharks. Alright, so they have signed Joe Thornton back to a one-year contract. I don't know if they can hold him on, because he got traded from the Bruins in 2005 and has just been outstanding with the Sharks. I'm probably not going to be saying very nice things about the Bruins because my brother's a Bruins fan. I'm a Flyers fan. I have no idea how that happened. But yeah, so yeah, the Sharks also traded away Patrick Marleau, who's a Shark since 1997, I'm pretty sure, was when he was drafted by the San Jose Sharks. And now in 2017, he gets traded away to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And now that he was traded away to the Toronto Maple Leafs, that's not good for the Sharks now, because he was their big time leader. So next up, we are going on to the Edmonton Oilers. Alright, so some stuff happened with them. What happened with them was they kept their goalies, which is surprising, because they don't usually keep their goalies for very long. Cam Talbot only stays like the following year with them after he was traded away to Rangers. For sure, yes, the Rangers. Sorry if I'm boring your minds off with hockey. Unless you're hockey fans and you like this stuff, right? Alright, so not much for them, but most people are just staying with them. They have good money right now. So they got Conn McDavid, they have good money. Alright, so I'll leave that aside. You probably know David Desharnais, Oiler, probably since like middle of the season. Just gonna say that because it's the only thing I can say for the Oilers. Next up, Los Angeles Kings trade away Dwight King. He's on the Oilers now, Dwight King. His name kind of matched the Kings, but not anymore. So, yeah, the Kings on ball, I don't have much to say for them. So, move on. Okay, why am I just like, okay guys, this might go into a part 3 when I'm doing more trades that went on for the teams that I'm talking about right now, because I know a lot of other ones for other teams so far and right now, so I'll see you guys in another episode.